Chai FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Welcome to Chai FM, Reverend Rion Swichela. He is of the South African Satanic Church. And welcome to Chai FM.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the time. Okay, so let's just talk about the ideologies of the South African Satanic Church. What are they? I mean, are you devil worshippers?
Absolutely not. So we simply revere Satan as an archetype. We do not believe in the literal being, the devil or Satan as known as in the Abrahamic religions. So we do not see Satan as a being.
When you say that you revere Satan as an archetype, what does that mean?
Yes.
Explain to me like I'm a 5-year-old.
Absolutely. So, I always like to tell people if we talk about Santa Claus, for instance, right? So Santa Claus is not a literal being. Santa Claus is a collective story, and Santa Claus represents certain things. For instance, if we talk about Santa Claus, people will tell you, yeah, it's a man that brings you gifts if you were a good boy or girl.
Mm-hmm.
So the same with Satan. We see Satan as that type of archetype representing man's true nature, the dark and the light parts, if you understand what I mean.
So it's not a third person?
No. No, it's not a being.
It's not an external being.
No, and there's no worship in Satanism whatsoever.
So why is it called satanic? If you're not worshipping Satan?
We're not worshipping Satan, but Satanism was codified and written. There was a Bible written in 1966 by Anton LaVey, the Satanic Bible, and we have adopted that as our doctrine. So that is what Satanism is. And if we look at the original word Satan, which is translated from Hebrew, which means ha-satan, or from the word ha-satan, it simply means the opposer.
Sure. The Jewish view of the Satan is actually, it's the accuser. So that we see the accuser, the Satan, as two separate entities. One is an accusing angel that when time comes for, you know, any time any individual is in danger, we are judged at that moment. You know, the heavenly court is called and we are judged at that moment. And
yes.
That's the difference between live and die, survive or perish.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is where the accusing angel comes in. The best lawyer you ever heard in your life, will accuse you of everything. The other Satan that we talk about is an internal Satan, which is the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. Very different from Christianity, where the Satan is seen as an external being that is always in this conflict with God.
Yes.
That's not a Jewish idea at all.
Yeah, so we very much revere it as internal force in Satanism. And like I said, we believe that everything that Satan represents within our carnal nature should be celebrated and not repressed.
Okay, let's go into that in a little bit. Okay.
Sure.
Is this about sacrifice? I mean, do you sacrifices?
No, because Satanism is about celebrating life.
Yeah.
So to sacrifice anything would be unsatanic, and it would be against Satanism. See, this is you are referring to something that is known as devil worship,
yes,
which is two completely separate things. Devil worship would be very much, I would call it reverse Christianity, where they actually believe there is such a being as the devil that need to be worshipped and all these sacrifices made. But that's certainly not what Satanism is.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Judaism says some very interesting things about demons as well, you know, which I think is more along the lines of what you're referring to as, or, you know, devil worship. Why did you feel the need to register a church?
Because for 4 years, myself and quite a lot of people have been practicing Satanism in our different groups, different cities in South Africa. And we constantly were aware and became aware of the way that the media and the news have falsely portrayed Satanism. And then we decided it's maybe time to register an official body to represent above board religious Satanism in South Africa. So that's why we registered the organization earlier this year.
Okay.
So our main focus or mission is to educate the public on what above board Satanism is, not so much to get more members or to solicit, you know, more Satanists, because there's certainly enough Satanists in South Africa, we feel.
Yeah, I actually saw something interesting where there was a claim made that, you know, some of our top sports people and business people are all practicing Satanists.
Well,
I actually thought it was quite funny.
I
mean, I couldn't picture it.
But
yeah.
Yes, that's true. That's very much true.
Why can't you give us names?
Because these people very much have the fear of prosecution. And I mean, the majority of our members are big names in business, and they are well-known TV personalities, and like you said, sports stars. We have a lot of medical professionals in our congregation as well. So, and because of the fears and stigmas that are still surrounding Satanism, these people do not wish to come out. And that's why us, you know, the two co-founders decided that we will be the face for the organization for now, until such time as the public has been educated and informed.
Is Satanism... At one point, I remember reading that Satanism was illegal in South Africa.
It was,
yeah,
until 2004. So it has also now been recognized as a religion. And then it's got another clause in that, but anything that is considered a occult crime is obviously not legal. But because, like I said, there's a big difference between devil worship and Satanism. So Satanism as a religion has been recognized.
Very interesting. I mean, so explain to me some of your rituals, if you don't mind me asking.
Absolutely. So we have what we can call three main type of rituals. So the one would be what we call a ritual of compassion, which would be in a group, in a collective, we would then do a ritual to banish with visualization whatever type of block would be, whether it's emotional or a mental block, would be standing between you, the practitioner, and living the best life on earth. So that could be in the form of burning pieces of paper with that written on, but all our rituals are very much a collective ritual. So I am the presiding reverend, but that doesn't mean like I'm standing behind a pulpit and I'm the only one talking. Literally everybody that attends our rituals and meetings take part in the ritual, but there's nothing sinister or no drinking of blood or no anything like that going on. So that would be a type of ritual. Then we also have a ritual of destruction, which is when, let's say there is a negative charge or emotion within you, well, the Satanist, that you want to express, or act out or whatever, you will do a ritual of destruction to, express those charged up emotions, because we don't believe that bottling negative emotions up is conducive to us as humans. And then another ritual that's very popular is the lust ritual, which is about attracting a partner, which we haven't actually done much of in the last year. Everybody seems to be quite matched up with you know, the significant other. Yeah. But that's also a very popular ritual. And then we have rites of passage, which is more ceremonies. So then we're talking about things like weddings and business blessings and things like that.
Okay, so where does God fit into all of this?
Well, we as Satanists, we see God as a creative force. So everything that has life, every living creature, etc., that is part of the what we see as the God consciousness. But God is not a separate entity. We don't see God as a male figure up in the sky. We see God more as a collective force.
Very interesting. I mean, as you're going through, I'm kind of checking checking what you're saying against my belief system, you know, yeah, my belief system being Judaism. That. And, you know, when I'm hearing you say, you know, we celebrate rather than suppressing, yes, whatever attributes, whether it be lust or anger or whatever it correct is, we celebrate it and we express it. Yes. You know, within Judaism, we're told we have to master it. And the only way to master it is to suppress it.
Yes. Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we believe that it's your every instinct, every natural, what is considered natural and healthy. So I'm not talking about compulsive behavior, but every instinct we see as natural and it shouldn't be repressed, whether it's anger or love or hate, jealousy, ambition, pride, all everything. So all of that we celebrate.
Rion, that's where unfortunately we have to leave it. Getting lots of messages saying a fascinating interview. But thank you very, very much for your time. And
you are so welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for making time to speak to us.
Sure. Have a good afternoon.
Or a bad afternoon. I don't know. What do I wish you? A good afternoon.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Rion. Take care. Bye-bye.